His name is Peter Baldwin, and he's the founder of Bird Dogs Shorts. You've probably seen him on Shark Tank, where Mark Cuban obliterated his pitch. Look, Mark, he'll admit it. The invention of the first ever stretch khaki shorts that feel amazing, look amazing, and can wear literally anywhere wasn't his best idea. But he's got more, like Dog Trader. Just like Auto Trader, but you can sell your old dog. Eh? Mark, I know you'd invest if you just gave him one more shot. So go to birddogs.com/radio and join the 2 million men who think Bird Dogs shorts are a great idea. Or DM Mark Cuban and tell him to give Peter one more shot.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Me, personally, I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Being broadcast all over North America. Pick a city. Just pick one. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm there. You can listen. Thank you to everybody locked in on our many affiliates. People tuned in on the free Odyssey app. People who are locked in on Sirius XM channel 158. And everybody on a smart speaker. Thank you. I appreciate you. Shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down in New York City. I'm going to be hanging out with you for 2 more hours. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. You know, we just had a caller last break talk about how bad the Yankees are. Well, now it's official. They lost again to the Angels, 5-1. Shohei Ohtani hit a triple in this game. He now leads the American League, I think tied for the lead with 6. Not only does he lead in home runs and triples, he got a busted finger, so his pitching stinks right now. Still one of the best pitchers in the game as well. What is he? Did he come out of a lab? The guy's just, what is he not good at? How the hell is he? He's good at everything. He's about to get paid. He's about to be the American League MVP. He's going to get paid. He's stealing bases. He's hitting triples. He's hitting home runs. He's batting for average. He's striking guys out. What the hell? It's like they made Shohei Ohtani in a lab. Pretty amazing what the hell he's doing. And so the Angels win over the Yankees 5-1. But here's the brass tacks. The Angels should still trade him, okay? There's no reason for the Angels to hold on to this guy. And the New York Yankees, yeah, they're cooked, man. The New York Yankees had two hits in this game. And it feels like game to game to game, the Yankees have absolutely nothing but 2 hits. And Aaron Judge, with his busted up foot, can't do anything but sit, watch, and clap on the sidelines as the New York Yankees look like complete trash. I want to remind you, not even remind you, I want to let you know before I continue on, that this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. If you're stuck in a timeshare and want out, contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. As we continue on, if you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone line, the phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. So much to get into as the show continues on. If you've missed a minute, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked about the Kansas City Chiefs. the fact that Patrick Mahomes didn't need to, but already showed up at training camp for the Chiefs, is already talking about hopefully going back-to-back on Super Bowl victories. We talked about Bill Belichick not getting the love and the respect that you would think being on the hot seat. Even Asante Samuel, the guy who was on the Patriots, the last team to go back-to-back, Asante Samuel is destroying him. Kirby Smart saying that the only thing stopping the Bulldogs from a three-peat is complacency. We talked about Madden ratings and Shohei Ohtani. We had a caller rate me. He said, JR, you'd be an 85. And I said, nah, man, I'd be a 68. And so we have oh so much more to do. Got a lot of callers who've been waiting patiently. I want to pick up your calls. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about an NBA player who has a new documentary coming out. I want to talk to you about how bad these stinking Yankees are. We'll talk about Ohtani. Speaking about people getting dissed, we got Ronaldo out here, who's in Saudi Arabia playing soccer, dissing the Major League Soccer League, MLS, and Messi. He's like, oh, Saudi League is better than MLS. Everybody's following me. I'm like, damn, what a way to crap on Messi. That's how rivals do it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and get to Mike from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Mike, you're live on the radio. Okay, Mike, you're no longer live on the radio. Let's go to Ray. Ray's calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ray?
JR, what's going on, man? Great show. How are you?
I'm amazing, man. What's on your mind?
Number one, I need to ask you, when's the last time you played a sports sim? Like, when did you get out of sports video games?
Oh, man, since I started making money, I don't know, when I was a teenager.
So, I don't want to ask your age. I don't want the world to know, but I still play sports sims. I'm making money.
Sports who? Great... Simulations?
Yeah, it's called sports sims. Like, Madden is a franchise. It's a sim game. You got Madden, you got 2K, MLB, the show, all of that. You were talking about Shohei Ohtani. You talked about Victor Wembanyama like a few weeks ago. These are video game characters, like in real life, but now you get to play them. So, like, if you're a real sports fan and you love it, you would also play the sim all the time. And you can play like OG games. You can play basketball players from the 70s, baseball players from the 70s, football players from the 90s. Like, it's complete sports bliss. The franchise have gotten, like, really, really detailed, realistic.
Yeah.
So, you got to get back into it, man.
Yeah, I know all of that. I don't have no time
for
that,
man. If you don't have time, that's one thing. But to say that they're bad, that's another. Come on, man.
I didn't say that they were bad. I said I don't got no time for it. And I said that the games haven't changed all that much over time. That much I know. I'm not out of touch. I didn't fall out of my God, what are you doing? Oh, my, you got a window down?
There's no window down.
Where's all that air coming from? What is that? Where the hell, Chef, what happened to that guy? Is he in a spaceship?
It evaporated.
Oh, man, let's try again. Let's see if it helped. Hey, Ray, you there?
I'm still here. What's going on?
Oh, what happened to all that background noise? What are you doing?
I'm driving in a car.
Oh, you didn't have the window down?
No, no, no windows down. I was hands free.
Oh, okay. All right, you switched.
I'm pulling over to the side of the road to talk to you now.
You switched something. Okay, yeah, Ray. Okay. You don't got to BS me on the radio. I wasn't born yesterday.
You BSing me on sports video games, man. You got to get back in.
No, I'm not. I'm not BSing you on no video games, man. Listen. I don't have time to sit down and play the games.
That's another thing.
I know this much. The games have not changed that much.
That's not true.
May I respond and listen? Yeah. You know how to listen? You know how to do that?
I'm listening.
So thank you. Good. If I got to think about the past 30 to 40 years of video games, sports video games specifically, there was a massive jump from going from 1985 to the year 2000, from the year 2000 to the year 2010, what has taken place over the last 10 to 15 years from graphics has kind of slowed down. Innovation has slowed down. It's one thing to go from NBA Jam in a 1995 or 1993 and then fast forward to a 3D simulation game. There's only but so much we can do. Somebody called me, I don't know if it was here on CBS Sports Radio or if it was WFAN in New York City, and someone said to me, man, you know, I have this big old TV in my house, and I feel, he asked about the games not being delivered in full 4K. And my response to him was, bruh, how the hell much more do you want out of the TV? You might as well, you might as well step out onto the field. And so my point is, I can look up and down about the features in a game for everything that you just said, okay? We can talk about buying shoes and playing with Bill Russell versus Wembanyama. I can get DC coins. I can do all of this. But when it comes to the actual gameplay, you'd be hard-pressed to tell me that that Madden has evolved oh so much over the past 10 to 15, almost maybe pushing 20 years. And it's the same thing for 2K outside of the features. This is nothing groundbreaking. We've reached a point where, I don't want to say things have plateaued, but until you can put a headset on and be in the game and be Victor Wembanyama, there ain't too much more that we can do graphically and from gameplay.
Well, that's too far. Being Victor Wembanyama with a headset on is too much. But playing Sims and seeing Victor Wembanyama's career develop and being a GM, building up your franchise, creating players, that's cool.
Ray, I've said all of that. We're talking about two different things.
We are. You don't have time. I'm surprised you're not vested.
I am talking. Well, listen, man, I make money by talking and going and actually talking to these dudes, not playing as them.
Right.
So I ain't going to sit down. If I got a chance, do I want to play Victor Wembanyama or am I going to go see him in San Antonio? I'll go talk to him.
You can do both. You can. It's not one or the other. You can do both.
No, it is. I can make more money by going and talking to him. You're talking about features. I'm talking about gameplay, man. I'm not interested in buying and doing all this. If I want to buy shoes and figure out life with Victor Wembanyama, I'll go talk to him, Ray.
All right. Sounds good.
To each his own. Thank you, man. You drive safe out there, okay?
Will do. Take care, man. Great show.
Thank you, Ray, for calling from Atlanta. Yeah, I don't care about – if I'm playing a video game, I don't want to buy shoes for Victor Wembanyama. I don't want to go out on the court. I don't want to play, oh, my God, Victor Wembanyama versus Bill Russell. I don't care. I want to just play the game. I loved NBA Jam. I just played the game. And I played the game with a directional pad, two triggers, and four buttons. Shoot, rebound, pass. Block was the same button, I think, as the shoot button. Well, I don't know. I could pick up NBA Jam right now and have a grand old time. You know what I didn't do in NBA Jam? I ain't buy no shoes. I didn't buy tattoos for my player. I just played, and I had a good time. He's on fire. I loved it. The games haven't evolved that much for me. And I don't think people have fully embraced all of the headset technologies that we have now. The Google Oculus and the Google Glass. Look, I remember, and this is going to sound real odd, or I'll put myself in a place. When Google was testing out Google Glass, if anybody remembers, they were the shades, not shades. They were glasses that was basically tapped into a computer. And you put them on your head, and I basically walked around with the internet. I could record. It was like 3D. It would give me directions. It's like, hey, you can test this out. People aren't interested in that yet. And so one day, you won't have to play a video game with a stupid controller. You'll put on a headset, and you'll be in the game. When the video games get there, let me know. And when they get there, I will definitely be old. I will definitely have no interest. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I just told you about these garbage-ass Yankees. There's no other way to put them. They can't muster a hit. They can't do anything right now. Angels just beat them 5-1. Mr. Do-It-All Shohei Ohtani is out here getting triples. It's pretty nuts. A matter of fact, listen to the Shohei Ohtani triple. This is courtesy of the Angels Radio Network.
Here's the pitch. Grounded past the first baseman, LeMahieu. This is going to roll all the way in the corner. And Neto might have a chance to score. He's going to be waved home. He's going to score easily and headed for third and getting there with a stand-up triple is Ohtani. And it's 4-1 Angels.
Can we give Shohei Ohtani the MVP award today? Like, all he has to do is stay healthy the rest of the year. Just give him the award. One of the best pitchers, okay, he got a busted finger right now. Leading the world in home runs, 35 of them. Leading the world in triples, tied for the lead with 6. Shohei Ohtani does everything except for talk to the media in English. He does everything. Hey, Shep, what can he do?
Sing karaoke?
I'm sure he's a great karaoke singer.
Is he amazing, one of the elite pitchers in baseball? I wouldn't put him there yet. He's really good. He's not elite. He's an elite hitter, no question.
Oh, he's an elite pitcher. When you look at strikeout rate and innings pitched, and he's at the top of all of that. And his past few outings have been crap because he's dealing with a broken finger, or at least a broken fingernail. He's dealing with a blister. He was dealing with finger pain. But when you look at strikeout rating, he's one of the top pitchers in the game.
Fair enough. Now, I'm nitpicking, but it's not exactly like he's been Ty Cobb, Tris Speaker, Roger Hornsby at the plate.
Listen, bro,
until this season.
Nobody is putting him in there.
Gotcha.
But he's one of the best pitchers. He's an all-star pitcher and an all-star hitter.
Fair enough.
That's just flat what it is. And someone who is, he actually, I'm sure he wishes he was on his team. Shohei Ohtani didn't give the Yankees the time of day when he was coming over from Japan. Aaron Boone just spoke to the media, and he basically said that they suck. Listen.
We just weren't able to, you know, really get much of the barrel and the ball enough. You know, we had a base runner, two, you know, first few innings, we were able to work some walks, but, you know, we know we got to be better, period.
Yeah, tell me about it. They've needed to be better all season long. They can't hit nothing. They suck. They really do. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Robbie is calling from Phoenix. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yes, good evening. I love to listen to your show. I have been fortunate throughout my life to see baseball not only in America but in Japan and the Dominican League and Taiwan. And there's no doubt about this. Aaron Boone is the worst manager walking the planet Earth today. I am so sick of his feckless speeches. I want a new manager Friday, or I'm just not going to watch this team. This is a horrible, horrible manager. He never should have been hired. He needs to get fired, and he needs to get fired now. Not next year, not next week. Fired tomorrow. He is the Inspector Clouseau of professional baseball. I want this man fired, and he should never get another job in baseball again. He is the worst manager walking on this green earth.
Well, Robbie, I hate to share this with you. Changing the manager of the New York Yankees right now isn't going to do anything because Aaron Boone is not going to get fired, and he's not going to step into the batter's box and try to help them hit.
I don't
care who is managing the team. The manager can't step into the batter's box, of which every guy on the roster has just been pathetic.
No, they need a leader of men that can get them motivated to play. It seems like they're unprepared to play. They make mental mistakes.
Robbie, have you seen – so let me – this is a simple question to you. This is the major leagues, okay? There ain't no motivating these guys to go out there and do nothing. You either got it or you don't. Oswaldo Peraza, okay? Giancarlo Stanton, who's making $25-plus million a year. Anthony Rizzo, DJ LeMahieu, Harrison Bader, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who's a slap hitter. Kyle Higashioka, who's barely a catcher. You got a rookie in Volpe. What is Aaron Boone supposed to do? Is he supposed to rah-rah-rah them into 10 hits a game? What is he supposed to do?
They would be playing cleaner baseball if they had a better manager. They wouldn't be making errors. They would actually hustle.
I've seen many times
where they don't hustle.
No, Robbie, I think you're putting too much on a manager. These are grown men. These are grown men, and I'll take it a step further. Here's a little bit of a cliche. These are grown-ass men. If you don't got it, then Aaron Boone ain't going to deliver it. Come on. And I can certainly agree with you. If you want to talk about his decisions, if you want to look at the lineups, a lot of people find Aaron Boone to be a puppet. Well, we got a lot of managers who are quote-unquote puppets. Well, they tell me what to do, and I just go out there and do it. But to think that he's going to motivate guys out of batting 200, man, the world don't work that way. The world don't work that way. I guess Eric Spoelstra can coach, I don't know, maybe he can coach Bam Adebayo into being a 40% three-point shooter. No, it does not work that way. You work with what you got. Aaron Boone did not construct the roster. And coaching them or yelling at them or motivating them. What do you want them to do? Kick over a water tank in the locker room? That ain't doing nothing, man. Please. Aaron Boone, since you don't like him so much, he kept on talking. He said, there's no quit in this New York Yankees squad. Listen to him.
No. 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 Like, there's no quit in it. There's no, we got to fight. Like, we got really good players in there and a lot of guys that are going through a tough, tough stretch. You know, for some, probably as tough a stretch as they've been in their career. So you don't take your ball and go home. You stick your nose in there and you grind it out and you compete your ass off.
Yeah, okay. Look, if Aaron Boone got fired next week, next year, I'd be like, yeah, fine, whatever. Are you going to get better players? That's what it boils down to. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Kyle is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Good. So I'm going to talk about the San Diego Padres today and how weird of a season it's been. Because to give you some background, it's been kind of weird being a San Diego sports fan for the past, like, I don't know, 5-10 years. Obviously the Chargers are gone.
Yeah.
Gotta forget about them, whatever. Still kind of bitter, but whatever. Then the Padres, you know, they've always been kind of weird, inconsistent. They were doing well in 2021, then collapsed. But then last year, the whole city kind of came alive when they all of a sudden did the best they had done in what, like over a decade. They made it past the wild card, which was cool. But then I'm like, okay, they're going to the division series. They're going to lose against the Yankees. They beat the Yankees, and we went to the NLCS. And, of course, we lost the NLCS last year, and that sucked. But it was still really – it was a really good feeling. It felt like there was hope for the next season. And this season was all about – their whole motto is bring the gold. Bring the gold. We are 45-50 right now. 45 wins, 50 losses, fourth in the National League West. And I'm just sitting here thinking, what the heck happened? Like, what? It's such a weird year with this team because you try to pinpoint one thing, which is like,
there's a few things. Yu Darvish has been crap this year. You've had inconsistent offensive production, and boom, there you have it. I don't think that's basically what it is. You watch them up close and personal. Do you disagree?
No, Darvish. I think Darvish hasn't been his tip-top shape. And some days he does really well. And the obviously offense has been really inconsistent. Like Bogarts, who we just signed for God knows how much, like over $200 million, I'm pretty sure, is swinging 250 at the moment. And that's like obviously a downgrade from his 300. So it's like obviously batters aren't doing as well as they should be. But at the same time, it's like we have days like today. We won a game today.
Was it 8-1? 9-1.
Yeah, we beat the Blue Jays today 9-1. And that's like, that's how we should be playing. Obviously, we can't expect to win like by that margin every single game, but it's like they should be swinging like that. And we just haven't seen that. And I have to wonder, like, is it the coaching? Is it like, is it just that these players don't care? And I think the players care. I think they do. It's just,
man, I think this is what it boils down to, and this is why our prior caller who wanted to look at Aaron Boone and say, oh, well, if you fire Aaron Boone and bring in someone to motivate the guy. Man, baseball is hard. That's it. There's no way around it. Baseball is not easy for the life of me. And if you want to look at things in a smaller scale, let's focus in on one player. From the minute that Juan Soto became a San Diego Padre, he has played below expectations versus what he did in Washington, D.C. Is it because of the attention? Is it easy to say? Is he now aware of the world? He came up in the World Series where most people learned about him, and he obliterated everyone. And so why is it more difficult for him to find success now in San Diego? So it and then, oh my God, his on-base percentage is still high, but he can't hit the ball at the same rate that he did. There's no easy answer or explanation to this. Baseball is difficult. Pitching is difficult. Yu Darvish can go from a 4 ERA and next several games he can, you know, have an ERA of 1 or 2. The good thing about this is, for the Padres, there's still enough time to potentially go on a run. And I think that's the bright side that you have to look. And as most of the players do, yeah, you try to let go of what's taking place earlier in the season, and you call it a wrap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry.
I think the same thing. Baseball is difficult. You're right. I think there is no easy answer.
Well, stay tuned, Kyle, okay? No doubt about
it. Yeah, thanks,
man. Thank you, Kyle. Hey, Shep, I've been going for a while. Can I shut up now?
No, you can keep going if you want.
What do I do? Do I got to go all the way until the news flash? What do I do?
No, we could break and then have a very short second segment, yes.
So I can shut up now?
Yeah, respectfully be quiet, but I would never say shut up, JR.
I'm allowed. It's the JR Sport Re-Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take me a break. I'll be back here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do want to say I've never called in. I love listening to you. I've been listening for years, and man, your show and what you say is just beautiful.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to try to get in as many callers here on this break before we hit the news flash. So let's go ahead and talk to Nathan in Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hey, JR. How are you doing tonight, my man?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I agree with you, like the third caller back, about you not being interested in video games anymore. Me and my brother stopped playing those a while back, too, because it seems like every year all you're doing is just buying for an updated roster.
Right, right. Yeah, that's my point. It's not like the games have massively evolved. It's one thing to go from playing 2D to 3D. Like, what's the next thing? Let me know when it comes, you know?
Right. And maybe it's a couple, like, a couple different buttons that you press, you know, to, like, stiff arm or do a spin move. But basically, we were spending $80 for an updated roster.
Oh my! The games cost $80 now.
On certain, like the PS5 when it first comes out, if they do like a bundle or whatever, like the Ultimate Madden, it'd be like $130.
Oh no!
For you know, like it's like a special limited edition case or something.
Yeah, no thanks. I'd rather spend that money on food and an experience, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, no thanks. All right, well, thank you.
And then, JR, I rate your show at a 99.9 over the Jim Rome show.
Oh, well, thank you. I'd still like 68. Thank you, Nathan.
Well, JR, just one more quick thing, though.
Yes.
The reason why I gave you that high score is because you don't have, like, people making off phone calls, you know, like trying to put down the last caller or stuff like that. Your show is down to earth, and people just got to shut up and just listen to you when you're trying to prove a point.
Oh, well, thank you, Nathan. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome,
that.
JR.
All right, be well, brother. Thank you.
You too, man. You have a great evening.
You too. Oh, that's so nice of him. I like it when the callers go back and forth with each other. I love it. Let's go to James in San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, James?
Thanks, JR. Thanks for taking my phone call. First-time caller.
Thanks.
Appreciate you. I've been listening to you for a while, man. But, hey, you know, growing up playing ball, I'm in my mid-40s now. Been here in San Diego probably more than half my life. Came down from L.A. And I wanted to talk about the Padres. And that last caller who talked about the Padres called in about us pods. You know, it's unfortunate sometimes when people here from San Diego don't know sometimes what they're talking about.
Uh-oh.
Even though I believe he did a little bit, but let's break this down.
Uh-oh.
You said it. You know, there's 162 games. Guys coming to show up and play all the time. It's not always the manager's fault. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I agree, James.
And today was one of those days. It's like we come in, you know, we put up a 9 spot on the Blue Jays. Tomorrow, and I'm on a group text with a bunch of my buddies, and it's like, better not lay an egg tomorrow. You know, we're a little frustrated here. Go ahead.
Well, no, there's a lot of up and down, and thank you, James. I got to hit the break momentarily. There's a lot of up and down, and as you mentioned, oh, well, let's get rid of this manager. Why? Because the team didn't score enough runs, and then when the team scores a lot of runs, is it the manager's fault? So, like, it's all about balance, man. Everything is balance. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to provide you balance on the other side of the break. We're going to get to more of your calls. I want to tell you about the NBA star who has a new documentary that you probably want to see.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how are you? You are amazing. You should be called a sports professor. Anybody ever call you that?
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Nope, nobody besides you. Thank you very much. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, amongst everything that we've talked about, I know we had this video game conversation and you know, some of the players not happy with their ratings in Madden. I'm saying to myself, man, what's changed about Madden in, I don't know, 15 years? Nothing. Just throw in new players. It's just the same old game. What do I know, though? Someone who has literally been a video game walking is Steph Curry. And there's so much content that you can consume nowadays in a variety of ways. The Netflix and HBO Max, whatever the hell they call it now. So many different things. Well, on Apple TV, of which, you know, I think I told you last week, I ain't paying for no Apple TV. I'm sure they'll send me a screener or something. Steph Curry, he has his own new documentary coming out. It's called Underrated. It drops a couple of days from now on July 21st, so you don't have to wait too much longer for that. And it really dives into Steph Curry, I don't want to say coming out of nowhere, but being underrated. Just being the Del Curry son who was the tiny dude who had to go to Davidson and on and becoming one of the greatest basketball players ever. And so Steph Curry was actually, he's been on a little bit of a TV tour He was having a conversation on NBC with Hoda Kotb about what makes his journey unique and why people should see this doc. And this is what Steph Curry had to say.
So you describe yourself as a scrawny kid, a kid who didn't, people always looked at and dismissed. He's not going to be able to do it. Why do you think it is that you went from that kid to this man sitting here with all of these accolades? What's the magic sauce?
I mean, it's a combination of the support that I had around me, and part of this documentary is kind of highlighting all of the family, friends, coaches, teammates that, you know, kind of uplifted me in those kind of rough moments when I was coming up, because I was a late bloomer, the smallest kid on my team. And through it all, like, I just loved what I got to do. I loved the opportunity to prove myself right, more than like carry that chip on your shoulder that I got to prove everybody wrong. It was proving myself right that, I could make it with, hard work, with, undying faith in myself. And just kind of, to your point, it's not just a sports kind of story.
It's not.
It's something for life, and I think hopefully people enjoy it.
Yeah. I'll check it out when they send me a link. I ain't paying for Apple TV to see it. It's also going to be in theaters if you want to check it out. That's Steph Curry Underrated. It's going to be on Apple TV and in certain movie theaters July 21st. And it's pretty awesome. And this is wild because he doesn't look it. Steph Curry is 35 years old. Enjoy every moment that you have of him, because God knows when he's going to slow down. He started off his career with a whole lot of ankle injuries. You didn't know if he was going to be able to max out. There was a point in time where he did look like, hey, this is just a skinny, hurt guy that's not going to last in the league. And he has built himself to be one of the greatest players, definitely the greatest shooter that you've ever seen. I don't find there to be any debate about that. And to see what he's done, enjoy it. Really enjoy it. He's 35 years old. You're going to blink and Steph Curry is going to be out of the league. I know that sounds nuts. He's 35 years old. 855-212-4CBS. Lee is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yo, I just want to talk about Messi. So Messi coming to Miami, it's a new thing. So Beckham has already been in the MLS. I think, I don't even know if he's out now. Messi
MLS,
coming
well,
in.
Well, Beckham actually owns the team that Messi is playing for, Inter Miami.
I don't know, but well,
you don't have to know. I'm telling you.
Oh well, that name came and went. Messi is now playing for Miami. Have you seen the way that Miami is treating this man? It's as if a god landed in South Beach.
Yeah, well, for the rest of planet Earth outside of America, he is the most popular athlete on Earth, yes.
This is getting me excited for MLS. I'm not really a huge MLS fan, but, I live in San Diego. We're getting an MLS team next year, which I'm like, if I can see Messi playing live just on the block, I'm going to go. Like, it's going to make money.
I think there are tons of people all over the country who hold the same sentiment as you do.
You think
Messi,
MLS is going to be
yes,
building up?
I think MLS is going to continue to grow over the next bunch of years. I mean, from the league expanding, as you mentioned, San Diego is going to be getting a franchise. You think about the excitement surrounding Messi. I think that soccer is already growing. I think that Messi playing here is going to be a boon for the sport. Something else that we have to consider is that the United States of America is going to be, well, at least North America, with the focal central point being the USA, we're going to have the World Cup here in a few years. And so there's going to be massive interest.
Oh, it's going to be good. I think a lot of people forget to realize that Kansas City, after, St. Louis, they lost the Rams, and we feel bad about that. The Midwest got super big on soccer, which I'm happy to see,
Well, like they found Columbus Crew. Yes, absolutely, yeah.
I'm happy to see that. Wait a second. While I'm on the air, can I give a quick shout out?
Who is it?
It's to a supermarket. It's to Stumps Marketplace in Point Loma in San Diego.
Okay.
Everyone, you got to go there. They're great people. I'm cutting
up meats
right
now. What about the food? What is they make good subs there or something? What about the food?
I've actually never gotten a sub there. Dude, I'm cutting up some meats right now. I've been listening to radio while I'm cutting up these meats. Oh, baby, I'm going to eat.
Oh, okay. Oh, whoa, hey, hey. Hey, Chef, he was starting to get too excited there. I didn't know where that was going, man.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever shouted out a supermarket on the radio?
No, but that's why your show now goes from an 85 to an 86 rating.
Because he shot. I don't even remember the name of the market.
I don't remember the name of the caller.
What can be so exciting about a supermarket outside of finding Messi there? Like, what's exciting? Nothing.
I think Lee got a little excited of his back and forth. It sounds, you know, Lee has, you know, his calls are hit or miss.
I don't remember ever speaking to him. No, but what about what's exciting about a supermarket? I ain't talking about him.
Right. There's nothing exciting about a supermarket other than it just has what every other supermarket has in this country.
Let me tell you something. Have you ever gone into a supermarket at a particular time of day, Shep?
Yeah, where you can't move? Yes.
No, not that time of day.
Okay.
No, you go into the supermarket and you start going, oh, man, I need to come back to the supermarket at this time of day.
Is it because of something other than the food?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, got it. Got it.
You start going, oh, okay, what time is it? All right, is it? See, middle of the day is not good. And you go too early and then everybody's shopping. You go after work, everybody's shopping. But sometimes you find that sweet spot where you go to the supermarket and you're just like, oh, man, where'd this lady come from? Okay. And you just, whatever. Anyway, I'm saying too much. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Shep, help produce. What am I doing? Do I take another caller? Do we talk about Messi? What do I do here?
I would take a quick call.
Okay.
I would go with Cliff because I think Cliff's going to be very to the point and succinct.
Okay. Hey, Cliff, you're calling from Birmingham. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Yeah. I love listening to you all the time.
Thanks. What's up?
Yes. I just feel like some of your callers are not sportsmanly. They want to win all the time. They want their teams to win all the time. Sometimes in baseball, basketball, or soccer, somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. So, you know, sometimes I just feel like they whine too much.
Oh, you calling some of the callers babies? They cry babies?
You know what I'm talking about, JR.
He called them whiny crybabies. Hey, thank you, Cliff. When you coming to Atlanta?
Oh, I was in Atlanta today.
Oh, you didn't say nothing. You didn't say hi.
I know. I was in Atlanta today. I thought about you.
Oh, so. Not enough. You was in one of them Atlanta supermarkets, weren't you?
No.
You were looking at the meat, weren't you? Looking at all the hams. Anyway, Cliff, I'll talk to you later, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, JR.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of ham, but they in the supermarket. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk more about Messi and your calls on the other side. Don't move.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.